Hello, my name is Bill Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to give people the first steps to take in living this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. Now, man, last time we were talking about motivated by love and how God, who is love, demonstrated his love towards you and towards I and for the entire world when he did this in accordance to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, God demonstrated his own love towards us, his unconditional love towards us, in that while we were still yet sinners, are still practicing a lifestyle of sin, are still knowingly violating God's word, are living apart from his word, it says, even though we were still living that wild lifestyle, he still sent Christ Jesus, his only son, to die on the cross just for you and just for me, to restore us back into right relationship with him. Now, today we're going to be talking about just for you and me. Just for you and me. See, not only did God send his only begotten son, but he said this, you know, because some people said, well, how do you know that he really loved us that much? Well, John chapter 3, 6 says this, a very familiar scripture to some. If you see football games, you'll see this scripture, John 3, 16, which says this. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. His only begotten son's name is Jesus. That whoever, doesn't matter whether you're black, white, Chinese, doesn't matter what your culture is, doesn't matter what your background is, doesn't even matter what country you're in, doesn't matter how many times you've done it, whoever believes in Jesus would not perish, but would have everlasting life, or have the God kind of life. What kind of life is that? The God kind of life, if you want to really understand it, you got to go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, where the God kind of life is where you have dominion, where you have authority over your situations and circumstances, where you're always producing, increasing, you're always refilling, and you always have control over your situation, your circumstance. That's the God kind of life that God sent Jesus here to pay for, to restore you back into right relationship with him. Now, some people say, man, but didn't God send Jesus into the world to condemn the world? Well, I can answer that question for you too. John chapter 3, verse 17 says it this way, for God did not send his son Jesus into the world to condemn the world or to accuse the world, but he sent Jesus into the world that through him, through Jesus, the world might be saved. Now that word saved, most people that use say that word from a religious, like a religious saved. What does that mean? What am I being saved from? Saved from perishing, saved from sickness, saved from disease, saved from poverty, saved from lack, you're saved from fear of things coming up against you. You will receive protection, you will receive perseverance, you will be made whole, you will be made healed, you will be made complete. And all those things go into that word saved. So God did it just for you and just for me. He loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus that we might have life. What kind of life? The God kind of life. Man, that's some good news. My name is Mill Jones. I want to thank you for joining us at Fresh Steps for You. We'll see you next time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.